and welcome to African Media. On today's program, we'll be talking to a Western Saharan journalist who works clandestinely in the disputed Western Sahara territory. He'll tell us about journalists harassed and detained in Western Sahara just 1 week before Moroccan King Mohammed VI's visit to mark the 40th anniversary of Morocco's annexation of Western Sahara. But first, the news. In Tanzania, the National Electoral Commission announced just this week that John Magufuli, the ruling Chama Cha Mapinduzi Party contender for president, has won. While candidates refrained from direct mudslinging comments, others said that the battle was being fought on social media, on WhatsApp in particular, between supporters on CCM's side and those on opposition party Chadema's side. We spoke to Abala Peter Oma, an independent political analyst in Dar es Salaam, who commented on the importance of social media during this election.
In the context of, very interesting and heightened, or if you like, very vibrant social media, sometimes it's not easy to control these things. And, the way things have been played out, I think sometimes it has really not been reasonable, one would say, but at the same time, I think there has been reasonable restraint from the parties themselves, and we can only hope that wisdom will prevail at the end of the day and Tanzania remains peaceful.
That was Abala Peter Oma, an independent political analyst in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.
RFI, the world at your doorstep.
Next, we have a story that hits close to home. Ahmed Abba, the Cameroonian correspondent for RFI's Houses Service, has been detained by security for the past 3 months. RFI spoke to his lawyer, Charles Chung Yang, who gave us an update on Abba's case.
Mr. Ahmed Abbas was picked up on July 30th, 2015 in Mawa at a checkpoint, and after an investigation, he was transferred to Yaoundé. Since his transfer to Yaoundé, we have tried to see where he could be detained, went to a number of detention centers to find out. We were in touch with people in the government who could have helped us. At present, there is no known reason. There are elements in the case that break our laws and our constitution. It seems that his detention is still a secret. We have no access to his file, no access to him. We don't know what he is accused of. You understand that in this situation, we are very worried.
That was Charles Chung Yang, the lawyer for Ahmed Abba, RFI Houses correspondent. And in Somaliland, Somalia, the Somaliland Journalists Association, or SOLJA, have issued a statement condemning three media websites, including sunatimes.com, wagakusub.com, and somalispot.com, which they say are using media to harass and intimidate people. SOLJA says that their website undermines the standards and principles of ethical journalism, both locally and internationally. The Journalists Association has called on the three websites to stop repeated harassment and defamation of people and businesses they believe are a threat to the stability of neighboring countries in Africa.
RFI, the world at your doorstep.
And now for our featured interview. Mohamed Mayara is a journalist with Ekip Media, a group that operates in Layoun, in the annexed Western Sahara. Next week, Morocco's King Mohammed VI will be visiting the Western Sahara on the 40th anniversary of the annexation of the territory. I spoke to Mayara to find out how he and other journalists have been faring, especially when you have to report undercover.
Still this moment, we have no authorizations. We are prohibited for covering the events in the occupied Western Sahara. My colleagues, since the creation of my group in 2009, were subjected for arbitrary detention, from torture, from abuse, from kidnapping. My colleagues are still imprisoned in Sali, north of Rabat, capital of Morocco, since dismantling the camp of Gdeim Izik while they are trying to cover the events of this big event. Till this moment, we have no right to cover the events, and we are targeted and followed by the Moroccan intelligence services.
So how are you able to get your work out?
Basically, all my colleagues, and definitely, the cameraman, so we're doing their work in hidden manner, in the roofs or but they always be targeted by the Moroccan authorities. Parallel with the anniversary, with the 14th anniversary of the Moroccan occupation, Moroccan authorities declared that the King of Morocco will visit the occupied region next week. So the city has seen a blockade by the Moroccan intelligence agents, security services, paramilitary, Sahrawis. They launched a big campaign for arrest. Since then, I mean, there is more than 10 Sahrawi journalists were targeted, were harassed by Moroccan authorities. I think that the Morocco prohibited all the Sahrawi, they called separatists, between brackets. I mean, the people call for the independence of Western Sahara, but they would like to show the just one voice, the voice that they call the Moroccans Sahrawi in occupied territories, which is considered for us as Moroccan settlers, because they give them the raha, I mean, the traditional clothing, and in order to manipulate this event.
As a journalist, why is it so important for you to get the news out to the people of Western Sahara?
We created our group, so secretly, but we have the aim to be in touch with the international community, to show them what happened in Western Sahara. So in contrast, for the Moroccan propaganda, they say that the Western Sahara is a part of Morocco, but the people of Western Sahara is not satisfied. They still engage in the civil resistance that began in 2005. So we try to cover the events, even secretly, and publish them not only in Arabic language, but in different languages such as English and French, also Spanish language, in order to show with credibility, to show them that the event, that the Sahrawis is still suffering, that there is a people under occupation that don't get even the basic rights for freedom of expression, freedom of assembly, freedom to tell the truth of what they say. So if Moroccan authorities say that the Western Sahara people in occupied zones are a part of Morocco, so why they prohibited them to be in touch with the international media? So I just would like to recall that the journalists are still prohibited from visiting the occupied territories. Morocco have prevented more than 100 foreign observers and journalists from visiting the occupied territories just in 1 year.
Why do you keep going on? It sounds like it's quite a difficult situation. Why do you keep doing it?
The region is still suffering. The people are still suffering, of course. So recently, I think that there is a big trouble between Morocco, not only with the African Union, but also with some, I mean, democratic states such as Sweden. So could you, for example, imagine how the Moroccans would like to retaliate from the Sahrawi independent activists in this territory, parallel with the visit of the King of Morocco, parallel with the anniversary of the so-called Green March, which is considered by the Sahrawi as the Blood March, because thousands of Sahrawis were killed or buried alive or sent to the Moroccan jail. The remains of our fathers is still uncounted for because the Moroccan regime is still considered them as a traitor. In 2009, the King of Morocco, in his speech, doesn't give the chance for the Sahrawis to express their freedom or desire, because he just say Sahrawis have to be a traitor or nationalist. Traitor mentioned to the Sahrawi independent activists in the Western Sahara. And they try to end all the activists. I think that the thing's going to be worse in the next few days in the visit of the King of Morocco and in the 40th anniversary of the Moroccan occupation.
That was Mohamed Mayara, a journalist with Akeep Media in the Western Sahara. Thanks for joining me, Laura Angela Bagnetto, for this week's look at African media. Stay tuned for more on Radio France International.